Greg, how about the Knicks winning game 5 in overtime?
We do podcasts by nature, it's in our blood. Steady posting the magic and spreading love. 4 guys on the pod every week. Live Twitch feed for the fans, what a treat. Find us on the internet with all the pods. Stacking up downloads so we become demigods. There ain't no limit to our peak. Fortune and fame is all we ever seek. Everyone listen to a new low today. Everyone listen to a new low today.
Being down by 20 and then coming back, tying it up at the end, going to OT and then winning it, that is what we call a New York moment.
That is a New York moment. Fantasy moment. So
no, I don't play fantasy basketball.
A pirate walks into a bar wearing a paper towel on his head. The bartender says, "What's with the paper towel?" The pirate replies, "Arr, there's a bounty on my head."
Oh, it's a paper towel brand.
I had an Uber driver the other day.
I'm here to save everything.
Had an Uber driver the other day. His name was Pickup and Drop Off. Pickup and Drop Off.
All right, I'm here. Don't worry.
Save the show. This guy walks into the bar.
Grab.
He pulls a small 12-inch man out of his pocket and sets him on the bar. And then he pulls a small piano and sets it on the bar next to this 12-inch man. And this 12-inch man starts playing the piano. And then the bartender says, "Where did you find a tiny man like that?" And the guy said, there's a guy down the street giving away wishes. He should go there." So then the bartender goes there, and then he comes back.
Way too long.
And the bartender's followed by a million ducks. And the guy goes, "That guy is awful. I wanted a million bucks, and he gave me a million ducks." And then the other guy says, "Well, yeah, well, you think I wanted a 12-inch pianist?"
Took a long time to get there, but we got there. I have a drink.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Do you have 12 minutes to cue that up?
Drinks with Joe.
All right, guys, I have a question for you.
Let's get it.
Which one are you doing?
I have a drink. Hold on. I have a question for you. So, what goes great?
A Paloma.
With peanut butter.
Jelly.
Chocolate. Greg wins the first round.
Peanut butter.
Although
and
Scott
peanut
is
butter,
not incorrect.
Whiskey and grape
Scott's
soda.
That's not incorrect.
How about that?
No. That sounds terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So,
purple stank.
The other night, somebody's definitely done this before, but because I don't want to believe that I'm just this much of
a genius.
An outlier. But I was getting ready to do some writing.
Oh, look
I've been
at
making
me!
Some old fashions.
I'm a writer.
I've been making some old fashions as I've been writing.
Did you say writer?
Typewriter.
Writing. I was doing some writing. What did Greg thought I said?
Rioting.
Rioting.
No, I don't
know. I was getting ready to do some rioting.
So, I was getting ready to do some writing.
Go back and listen to it.
You're getting ready to do some writing.
Clip that.
And I like an old fashioned. Oop. So, I was looking at the cabinet, and I was like, all right, I got some whiskey. I've made a couple old fashions in the days prior to do some writing as well. But I was looking at the cabinet. I wanted to mix it up a little bit. And I saw the peanut butter whiskey. And I was like, what could I do with that? Am I really going to make an old-fashioned with that? I don't think I can make an old-fashioned with that. And then I was like, wait a second. Do I have the chocolate bitters? Ooh, the chocolate bitters.
Racist.
And I was like, wait. Could I just add that and do simple syrup and basically make a Reese's old-fashioned?
Ooh,
and I did.
Ooh, Reese's old fashioned. Is that like a Reese's old fashioned?
No.
Scott, we're not doing this. Skirball whiskey. Screwball? Skirball. K, not a Skirball.
I don't even know if you did that on purpose or not.
Skirball whiskey. About 2 to 3 bitters of the chocolate bitters. Some half an ounce of simple syrup.
There's come with individual bitters that you just pull out 3 of them?
Did somebody have 4 of these before the show?
Who knows? I won't tell. Half an ounce of simple syrup.
Joe made this for breakfast.
A Reese's peanut butter chocolate old fashioned. So, and it's good. It plays on the mouth. Hey yo.
Hey yo. Somebody has been drinking since breakfast.
It hits you and you're kind of like, why am I having a liquid form of a Reese's that's also Dylan Harper, my God. That's also alcoholic. But then after like 2-3 sips, it all just makes sense. And you just stop believing the reality of time and limitations and everything. And your mind just expands and goes beyond the universe. And you're like, you know what? I can do anything.
You use chocolate
acid. This is.
Is there milligrams? Is there mushrooms in the
Aztec
chocolate bitters?
Chocolate bitters. Aztec chocolate bitters.
He's going back in time.
Could be some ayahuasca in there. I don't know. But yeah, it's the first. 10 out of 8 Joes.
10 out of 8 Joes.
10 out of 8 Joes.
How many of these have you had, Joe?
So I had like 3 last week. I was doing a lot of writing. Got a new draft of the script done. Update on that. So felt good about that. So I think this would be like my 4th or 5th, I'd say, probably. Ooh, did he get that off? Oh, he missed it anyways. I can't do quick math. Okay, tell me how much the points are. It's not 30, but it's like 27?
It's a lot. I can't believe they're going to tie this up and then go into overtime and then win it.
It's an ass kicking, to say the least. 70 points at the half.
70.
The Trump curse.
24? 24. 73, right?
I thought it was 76.
Oh, was it 76? Okay.
I don't know. I'll see.
76 at half is crazy.
Oh, yeah, because 152. So,
not.
I mean, 49 is respectable first half.
Yeah. 76, 49.
I mean, you know, the Knicks didn't play horribly.
The watch parties again.
The Knicks didn't play horribly.
They didn't play horribly, but they didn't play great.
San Antonio freaking was hot.
Let me look at the... 10 out of 8 Joes.
10 out of 8 Joes.
Phenomenal drink. I implore you, if you have the time in a liquor store nearby, Skirball whiskey, peanut butter whiskey.
The LA Interchange.
Bitters, chocolate bitters. I get mine from Fee Brothers, Aztec chocolate bitters. And then two...
I call those
And then
Candace.
Some simple syrup. So, again, 2 ounces of the whiskey, about 2 to 3 dashes of the bitters, half an ounce of the simple syrup, a few droplets of water, put it in a cup. A
few droplets
with
of water.
Some ice, a few droplets of water. You want to dilute it a little bit. Put it in a separate cup, stir it around, get some good dilution on there, then pour it into your rocks glass. You will not be steered wrong. Phenomenal drink.
Crazy. Fantastic. Sounds good.
Does sound good.
I'm not an alcohol buyer.
Not an alcohol buyer?
But maybe
I'm going to buy or are you?
Seltzers and beers.
Are you a buyer in Munich?
Hey. That's it. What did we learn today?
What did we learn?
That's all we got on the rundown.
This is very funny. Jalen Brunson's having his best game, Greg. Everyone else is playing horribly.
True that.
He has 19 points, 6 of 14. OG has 14 points on 3 of 6 shooting. Cat has 6. Josh Hart has 3. Mikal has 5. Like, no one else is doing it.
Did they bet on this game? Is that what's happening?
Are little Brennan Shoresby situation?
Are they throwing it?
They do have 23 free throws. So that they got that going for them.
I got a question for you guys.
So
meanwhile, the Spurs have four people in double digits.
I got a scenario. Get your opinion on what you guys
I got a scenario.
So let's say that you're given $2 million and you have 60 Ooh. Minutes to spend it. You can't Damn. Buy a car, a house, a yacht, okay. a plane. You can't buy a yacht anyway, probably for $2 million. Or stocks.
What are you buying? I was gonna say, can you invest it?
What are you buying for $2 million in 60 minutes?
$2 million in gift cards on Amazon. $2 million mortgage gift card. Fannie Mae gift card on
you
Amazon.
You can't buy a house either.
You could buy, you know what? You could buy one of those portable houses on Amazon. And they deliver it.
This shows, I've had way too many of these. This shows my maturity and age. You said I can't buy a mortgage and all that. But
you have to spend
it. You didn't
it.
Say I can't pay off some debts.
You have to spend
it. So I clear... Yeah. I clear my deck of debts.
Well, there you go, $35,000.
So now, exactly. Now I could be in position to buy a house.
I was like, I'll have
in the future.
I'll have $30,000 left after I clear my debts.
I was say pay off Ariel's. I guess I can't. Well, I can't buy a car, but can I pay off Ariel's car?
I mean, it says spend it, and it doesn't say. Yeah, I mean, you can.
Buy, you can.
Can't
definitely
buy.
Pay. Definitely pay off your debts. And
okay, so pay all that off.
But you can't do it on
buy
a car because that would you be buying the car.
Okay. All right. But good point.
Credit card debt.
Can I spend all of it but $1 so I didn't buy the car yet? Sorry. Clear out my Amazon car, everything I have sitting in there waiting that I'm just, you know, waiting for. Just clear that out. Then I'm buying hella filming equipment. I'm getting some Red camera. I'm getting a Red and an Arri Alexa just to have the yeah. two. I'm getting some lenses.
See,
I'm getting some lights.
That's
I'm getting
smart.
A bunch of stuff that I never have to rent again, and I can rent out to people.
Exactly. Friends, filmmakers will rent them from you, and they're a moneymaker because you own the product. Yeah.
Exactly.
I just buy $2 million worth of something I could resell that's sellable again.
Right.
That's effectively what I'm doing. I'm just renting it out, not selling it.
Just buy pallets of the most expensive thing on Amazon that can be delivered to my house that I could resell.
I'm trying to think. What would I want? What's something I would really
I could buy 64 now? Gigabytes of memory, and that'll cost all $2 million.
That's pretty good. I could buy a kitchen island so I can...
You could buy an island.
One thing I want.
portable island.
I guess if I go with Albania, is it, Scotty? I'm a number guy.
Dude. I don't know where to buy islands. I know there's the Saint one somewhere.
You didn't hear the story, Scott? You didn't hear about the story?
Which one? Albanian?
The Kushners are trying to buy an island in Albania.
Oh, yeah, so they can control the strait to another...
No, nothing due to any straits. Just they ended up at some island, and they were like, this is so nice and beautiful. We should buy it and put things here.
Yeah, but it wasn't like the underlying thing that it's like been occupied by the military because whoever has control of that has control of the...
No, it's controlled by the country of Albania. It's not as sinister
Come
as
on.
You think.
It's so. Always sinister. It's always sinister. There's nothing that's not sinister.
Nope. They went to a place that it was beautiful, so beautiful that they need to fuck it up. What would I buy? Donate to some charities. I can't save anything.
It says spend. You got to spend it. So it's all got to go.
You
got to
spend it. I got a hole in my pocket.
Mm-mm. I started
PS5
GoFundMe.
Ooh, Scott, now you're thinking. Start GoFundMe. Put money in the GoFundMe of the money. Boom.
Donate to
the
myself.
Money.
Spent. Done. We got him. Now we're like the AD. We're
Scott's
just finding
just
loopholes.
Scott's just looking for loopholes. I'm in your head, B.
I saw that.
Well, I was going to say, getting a PS5, getting the TVs I want, because the plan is to get a 55er for the living room And then get a 75er for downstairs.
It's too small. Gold you need bigger.
Gold bars, Kara says. Some gold bars.
Oh, Wisconsin, Connecticut. Have you guys heard the gold bars story? There's so much that's happened since I talked to you.
It's a beautiful bar, okay?
Is it Trump your bar. Gold bar story?
A lot of beautiful...
It's not my gold bar story. No, I don't have a gold bar.
Toilet's your girl.
But...
The bar is gold.
There was a guy, he was working for the... Is he working for the CIA?
Well done, he's working steaks. For
the CIA.
Ketchup.
And he's like taking gold bars from the warehouse that he's supposed to watch, taking them home until he has like... I don't want to get the number wrong, but it's something like it's either 75 or 69. Like 400 gold bars in his home. He just has them in his home. It's an insane story. Look it up.
Saying I don't want to get the bars. Number wrong and then naming two wildly different numbers is crazy.
That's what I'm saying. It's a crazy number either way. 75 is crazy. Like 400 is crazy. Somebody look it up in the chat and let us know. CIA gold bars. It's a crazy story. I've been listening to Jason Concepcion is now back with The Ringer, and he has a conspiracy theory podcast, and they talked about that the last episode. It's very, very interesting. But $2 million, I can't buy. You know what I could buy? I could buy a senator because it doesn't really cost that much.
Hey-o. I don't know. How many hours? 2 hours? How long do we have, Greg? Yeah.
How many? I got 1 hour. How many politicians can I buy? Donate to a political
party to hopefully have some sway, but.
I could, you know.
The host of Shade 45?
I'm buying. You know what I'm also doing? So I probably got, with everything I bought a TV, some cameras. I bought a politician or two. I donated to some charity. Let's say I got $1 million left. I'm buying a couple of vacation tickets, you know, going on a nice little
trip. Oh, there you go.
There you go. Yeah,
go on some trips. Let me go around.
Some round trip tickets to everywhere.
And I'm getting first class.
Yeah, spend, that's the way to do it.
Spend these bucks.
It's not your money.
And I'm staying in five-star hotel.
Yep.
I'm living it up.
Living it up.
Going down.
That, I mean, that would probably be the best thing. A couple of vacations. Just book the travel hotels.
Man.
Like a month-long vacation.
I'd say, I got all my cameras. I can have somebody do the rentals while I'm away. And then I'm on vacation. I can leave my job and everything. So now,
if I wire the money to a casino, Greg, does that count as spending it?
Well, Scott got to cover all his debts.
So yeah, I mean, you can put it in.
Yeah. They're like, we got your wire, right? Your debts are clean. He still owes us $2.5 million.
Okay, nobody's looked up the gold bar story, obviously. I'm going to look it up now.
See,
one thing. He had 303 gold bars in his house.
You were close. Why? When do you stop with the gold bar? How many gold bars do you need? With that?
He had 35 Rolexes that he had gotten, obviously.
Just like stuff that was confiscated?
The thing was, he was like, I don't know if it was things that were confiscated, but he was in charge of like this warehouse. And he was like watching the things in the warehouse. And then he was taking things without signing it out, obviously. But he was taking them little by little, apparently, in like a bowling bag. Nobody was checking him. Nobody was thinking the wiser. That's not even the crazy part of the story, guys. The crazy part
I always
part
bring
is,
my bowling ball to
I know, that's
the guy
to my job guy, where I'm watching a room full of gold bars.
It's not even the craziest part. This is not even the craziest
was
part.
Was he smelting them in his house to like sell the gold?
He was working
making his for own the watch. CIA.
He was working for the CIA.
He's Israeli, isn't he?
I believe he said he was in either the Army or the Navy. Never worked in any of it. Never did a day. Said he was a pilot. Had like all these courses, all these hours of air miles logged. Never driven a plane ever. Flown a plane. Never flown a plane ever. Just lied on everything. He said he went to Clemson University That's what it was. He said he went to Clemson. From Clemson, he gets into the Navy. From the Navy, he does all this pilot stuff, and then he enters the CIA. He never graduated from college. He never even went to Clemson.
Is this a real story, or is this like an AI article that has gone out of
control? This is a real story.
Have you heard about the pilot who flew for Air Canada for 17 years, and then finally they realized he never had a license, and he faked it the whole way?
That's insane.
After 17 years,
how do you get away with this?
After 17 years, you just like, all right, you're a pilot now. You earned it.
You work for us now.
You didn't crash a plane. We give you an honorary license. Don't, you know.
Oh, you know
what? We frown upon it, but, you know, you got away with it. I mean, he's practically retired now. 17 years, and they finally figured it out.
It's a real story. It's so crazy, bro. It's so crazy. I was going to say, and what happened was, I think the reason he got caught was because, like, he accidentally, not accidentally, I think one time he had used like too many vacation days or something like that. But no one was really checking it. And then one day he was leaving early, told somebody else to clock him out. When they clocked him out, that's when it kind of set off a chain reaction. Everybody was like, wait, his time cards are weird. And then people started looking into shit. And then somebody finally called Clemson and was like, hey, do you guys have any records of this guy going to your school? And they were like, no. And everybody looking at it like, wait, the CIA, the people that are in charge of, your name is Central Intelligence Agency. And you didn't do enough of a background check to check if he went to college. Let's scrap that. You didn't cross-reference with the Navy that he was in the Navy. The story was insane.
That's Mars wild. Were worth $40 million. Do you need $40 million if you get away with it? Like $5 million, you could just like quit and just never show up to work and then just live off those five bars. What do you want to be $5 million? You know, what do you keep taking the
man? He couldn't stop at 300. He had to get 303.
Like he could have stopped at 10.
At 100.
God, he could have stopped at 10.
He could have like.
Great quit your job. Stuff. Get to 15. Quit your job and then just
so
live.
So crazy.
Go to the Philippines with your 15 gold bars.
So crazy. I want to say, you guys should check out that podcast. It's called Wait a Second. It's on YouTube and everywhere you can find podcasts. Very good podcast.
Is it NPR?
They talk about... No, it's from The Ringer. So Bill Simmons
Bill
and his
Check.
Collective of people. Jason Concepcion. He was once let go by The Ringer.
It's Billy on it.
Now brought back. He was on the first episode. It's Billy Gill? No,
Billy
isn't on it. No, he's not on it. I would love for them to have him on, but no, he just does Ringer Tailgate, which I listen to as well.
Right on, right on.
My favorite college football podcast.
Well, sweet.
But yeah. How did we get Greg $2 million? I was like, how the heck did we get here?
Well, we'll probably get a couple
Greg, what would you
Greg
spend
questions.
The money on? You didn't say anything.
Yeah, Greg, what do you spend it on? What do you, that was your question.
I don't know. You had the most to think about.
You had days
I was
to think
on my
about
notes.
This.
I haven't looked. I've had months. I've had months.
months.
It's been in my notes for several months. I just now asked it, but never thought about it. I would spend it on my loved ones. What do they need?
Well, that's no fun. You told us we could.
No, this is bad response.
I get it. Good response and everything, but I mean, thought we were trying to be fun here.
I'm pretty sure.
Kelly, what do you want? Greg's asking.
But yeah. Land? I guess I'm just kidding. You can't.
Yeah, it's you're
like,
cheating.
It's kind of like, what is cheating? It's like, all right, so you can't buy anything that's an investment. It's got to be something for pleasure.
You said you had 2 hours, 30 minutes.
Sold.
I forgot already.
Pleasure. Yeah, 1 hour.
You got an hour? You can buy a boat on eBay for an hour,
minutes.
Right?
Cabin in the mountains.
You could buy a plot of land online in
home,
an hour.
Though.
Now Greg has a cabin in Colorado, a cabin on the East Coast. Greg cabined out. Oh, but you can't buy prop. Can you buy property?
Yeah, that's an what I'm hour. Saying.
I don't think you so. Do I think you gotta. That's true. Can't get it done in an hour. That's for sure.
True.
I would buy stamps. Forever stamps.
Stamps.
Forever stamps. Of the stamps. Forever stamps.
I never need another stamp for the rest of my life.
Forever stamps.
Greg buys $10 million worth of forever stamps, and then a week later, Trump's like, "We're getting rid of stamps, people. Stamps. We don't need them. Everything's gonna be to UPS send mail
now. You gotta cut it and put your blood."
A good friend of mine, who just happened to be the former CEO of UPS, is determined. See, UPS is their new mail carrier.
I wouldn't be shocked. He'd probably go FedEx.
Trump delivery services.
Oh, I've got to say. Oh, grab the rebound.
We have gold trucks.
All right. Well,
watching the game.
Just got back from Texas over the weekend. Went to family reunion.
That's right.
Hung out with Kelly Boat.
Another family reunion? And a bunch of
other Panettas.
No, the Panetta gang.
Is this the yearly reunion?
First one since last year.
Yeah, this is the yearly.
Yep. Are we doing Tyler State Park.
First one since last year.
Went to it was kind of rainy, so we decided to drive a couple hours to Shreveport / Bossier City, Louisiana, because there they have casinos. So hit a couple casinos up in Louisiana. Hit the Bally's.
Casino gang of his family.
Hit the Horseshoe, which is a Caesar's property.
Whole bunch of bananas pulling up.
And Bally, no, just Kendra and I. Hit a Bally's. Didn't you do so well. Kendra did pretty well. That's a long, long way. It's in the toe of the boot. We are in the top part. People consider that Arkansas. But had a great time with the family. Good food. Good folks.
I want to know about the gambling.
Not good for me. Good for Kendra.
Woo.
Oh, did she close the pots?
Oh, wow.
Did she? A couple of
them. Did she get some dumplings?
Got some dumplings.
What are these words?
So the weekend before that, the Sunday before that, I was at the casino here in Murphy, and I was already up like $500 for the weekend, and I was just spending this last $100 just playing it out on this machine called Howling Wolf Triple Power. So I'm down to like $5. Left in the machine, and I have $1.60 bet. $1.60 bet. I got two of the features concurrently, and you know, a lot of times you don't know what's going on. Stuff just starts happening. You got to have these gold wolf heads, and when you get five of them, blah blah blah. All of a sudden, $1,200 won, but I had more spins. Another
$1,200.
I won $1,900 on a $1.60.
Wow. Don't say the number. Machine. The IRS
will $1,900. That's perfect. No, that's IRS free.
Yep. And I was just playing out playing it out.
To change the limit to $2,000 this year, Joe.
Oh, really?
It used to be
$1,200. So.
What was the name of the slot?
I had a good Howling Wolf. Triple Power. I think something.
A ruse. Was that the one with the bar with the individual reels that spin?
Mm-mm. No, it's got a ruse.
Oh.
Got punched in the mouth. It's got little owls pop up and owls feed the bonus features. Are they going to call a flagrant? He was just moving his arm.
I don't think that's a flagrant. I don't think it's a foul. He's pushing him and he's.
Moving
he's trying to get his arm from being held because they've been holding him all series long. So
that was by far the biggest win for me. Although Scott has those kind of wins all the time because he bets big.
I mean, based on your bet, that's bigger than any of my wins.
I would have taken $100.
Win is $4,000, but that was on an $8 bet. So yours is still way more than that.
It was very unexpected.
perfect too.
Just the reason I played that one earlier, it's right by the bathrooms, and earlier I was waiting Kendra in the bathroom, and this woman won on like a dollar something bet, had a pretty big win, like $500. So I was like, well, that's pretty good. I'll try this before I leave, and I did. And wow, of course, I haven't been able to duplicate it. We played a few of those in Louisiana, and I went back today and didn't do so well at it. But
did you win like was it like a jackpot? Was it like a grand or a mini or something or a major?
No,
or
was it just it was building. It was just you got like I had the two features. One of them was the rise feature, so I added a couple lines, but kind of like a pyramid, just like three and then one on top. And then I had one where the lone wolf one where you you have to get these gold wolf heads, and once you get a certain amount of them, they change all the symbols, one symbol to another symbol. Then I got extra free spin, so it kept going, and it just kept building on itself. So I had two big wins because all the things changed to the howling wolf or whatever.
Oh, was it Wolf Run? Wolf Run Gold? No,
it was Scott called Howling Wolf. Out the triple
manufacturer.
Howling Wolf.
I told you what it was.
I mean, I Googled it, but all I see is the real one.
Reviews deemed
Timberwolf.
Timberwolf. What is it? Is it Timberwolf?
Rises to the level of a flagrant foul.
Could have swore it was.
There's three pots of gold at the top, right?
Oh, Timberwolf. Yeah, Timberwolf triple power. So Timberwolf, not Howling Wolf.
There we go.
So Timberwolf triple power. Sorry.
That's like a buffalo adjacent.
Yeah. For sure.
That's pretty good. That's a good
Timberwolf.
One.
Timberwolf. Why did I say Howling Wolf? Anyway. But yeah, that was a fun, exciting moment. It wasn't a hand pay, but I went to the cage anyway and got the cash.
Oh, yeah. So it was the Timberwolf gold feature where you collect the gold symbols and it converts it.
I didn't have that one. I didn't do the gold one. I had the other. Oh, yeah, the gold. You're right. The middle one was gold. That's right. Had the rise. The Buffalo rise. Gold feature. Yeah.
I still haven't hit the 15 it is. Gold buffaloes.
I don't think I did either. I think I got like...
Did you get a crowd of old ladies around you cheering you on?
No, I had one as it was paying out, and it kept rising because I didn't stop it. I just let it go. This woman walked by and gave me a thumbs up. She came out of the bathroom. And said, hey, good job.
You got it, dude.
Can I borrow $20?
But so good times at the casino. Thank you. Thank you.
Greg, congrats, bud. It's all downhill from here, Greg. Greg got the taste of it. They gave him a taste, and he's been chasing it.
Got a big winner.
He got the win.
Yeah, I know better. Because I got the same combo of features and won like $3. Yeah. So I got the same feature and won pretty much nothing on it. Just barely got my money back. So.
What is this? Gambling?
Exactly.
Gambling 101. Ooh.
Good time.
Good way to stay with it, Keldon Johnson. Oh, he doesn't get the foul call? Crazy. Since I last saw you guys, two things have happened. One, first thing, the bet has been delivered. I believe I talked about it on the show. We went to Mattress Firm, talked to William
Couch. Oh, the bed. I thought you said the bet.
Hooked us up with the bed.
I don't know. I don't recall bed story. Do you recall
you
a bed
remember
story?
This, Greg?
William Couch sold him a bed.
Yeah, William Couch.
Free delivery.
Bed, Mattress Firm. Me and Ariel thought Mattress Firm was a front. We actually went and got a bed. Same day, we got a coffee table. Around that same time, we were looking for some patio furniture.
It's been a while.
Sounds like
a while, Joe.
Joe already got his $2 million to spend.
Man, you know, spending it wisely. But yeah, so the bed came in with the adjustable bed frame.
Free? We've been free of charge? There.
No.
Really?
No, but he knocked off $500 off of
the bed. Comes with mattresses. Some mattresses.
Yeah, the bed is a mattress.
The bed frame is the mattress.
So the rising frame comes with some mattress purchases.
Timberwolf rising
Okay, no.
frame.
Hilarious. Name of the triple episode?
Timberwolf Rising play. Bed Frame. There we go.
Yeah, there you go. Put it down. But yeah, so, but we had got it on Memorial Day, and our boy William Couch knocked off $500 off Nixon of the seven. Adjustable bed frame. So, Nixon 7. So, we got that. Been sleeping on that since, what, Saturday? I was going to say, when they installed it, the dudes came. By the way, this tripped me out. Two guys pull up. Ariel texts me because she's like, hey, they just texted me, said they're on their way. Like, they're, hold on.
Bless you.
Thank you. Man, it snuck up on me. She was like, they said they're on their way. So I'm like, all right. So I start hearing, you know, beep, beep, beep. I was like, oh, they must be backing out. I have my window here. My window here, you can see the driveway. So I had it open, and I had the curtains pulled, curtains drawn. And so I walked in this room, looked down. I'm expecting to see a Mattress Firm truck. It's a budget truck.
Yep.
It's a budget box truck.
Joe.
I was so confused.
I have experience in mattress delivery.
Have so you? Am I. And it was like a Ryder truck. Have so.
You? So weird.
They I subcontract.
It was a company branded truck.
It's subcontracted.
My buddy Dave's dad.
But I didn't expect to see a budget.
He worked at a mattress store, like Mattress Firm. And then during the summer, we would do the mattress deliveries. So every, like,
oh, really?
It'd be like Saturday or whatever day it was. And then we would go to the U-Haul place, get the truck, drive over to the mattress store. We'd have to fill that bitch up.
Load it up.
The most exercise I ever had in my life at that point, trying to deliver mattresses, just like upstairs, like delivering a Cow King up a flight of stairs to a rich lady's house. Most sweat and work I've ever done in my life.
That's crazy. So I walk out, I see a budget truck, and I'm like, wait, what? Then I go to the door, open the door. Nice fellas. They come in. I help with a couple things, but then he's like assembling the bed frame. So I walk out of the room. I go back in. The bed's sitting like if Scott was standing next to the bed is at his neck. Like, the bed is sitting so high. And I'm like, what? I'm looking at it, and I'm like, man, is that how the bed frame comes? Like, what the? And I look at it. There's, like, an extended, like, extenders on the legs of the frame. And I'm
not
like,
sure how I feel about the reference.
Would you put, now, why would you put the extenders on and not just put it at a regular height? Like, what are you doing? Who's trying to get up on a bed that's 5 feet off the ground?
Yeah,
what's happening?
Ariel, a little step stool so she can get in the bed.
Yeah, like, what's happening here? So, my dumbass, well, this is not why I'm a dumbass. I'll tell you why I'm a dumbass. So, I'm like, oh, it's ridiculous. So, I take the mattress off. I lift the bed frame. And I start taking off the extenders. And I'm like, you know what? Just for measure, let me undo this. Let me put the extender back on. I only did one at that one leg so far. I was like, let me keep it on, put the mattress on, take a picture so she can see it at least. So then she can say this is ridiculous. And I'll say I can undo it. I do that. I take the picture. She says, I'll see it when I get home. I'm like, oh, great. Now I'm going to have to do this later in the day.
She goes, I love it. Now we have storage underneath the bed.
I'm like, now I got to do this later in the day, like 6 o'clock when I'm tired, 7 o'clock when I'm tired.
Jeez. Where is it up to you, Joe, when you're standing next to it?
If I was standing straight up, I had to make an effort like to get on it. Like I had to climb on that motherfucker. It's probably like to my chest. Like right
it's to your chest? Oh, that's ridiculous.
It was super tall. That's what I'm like. It was super ridiculous. Tall, man. I was like, what? Like,
you took a
how
photo,
did
walk didn't
out
you?
Of the room?
Send us the photo.
I did take a photo.
It was in Discord.
Photo doesn't really. Yeah, I was say photos doesn't really give.
No, Joe's lying.
What's that? I'll send it. I'll send it. Don't worry. There's a lot of photos I'm sending tonight. I've been waiting to send some photos. But I was just like, man, I have to make like an effort to climb into this bed. So she comes home and she's like, yeah, this is way too high. I was like, you don't say. So then we had to take off the mattress again, stand up to what's the name, and unscrew everything to take it down. 19-point game now?
Yep.
Like I said, they tied up and they're winning overtime.
I don't think it's coming back that much.
San Antonio can't make a shot.
So, yeah, they need to get their offense going. They go through spells like this. It's good that it's happening when they're up by a bajillion points. Keldon Johnson can't make it. So we do that. Then the other thing, so again, during that same Mattress Firm weekend, we had got, I borrowed Ariel's mom's truck. Yeah, Ariel's mom's truck. Went and got the patio furniture that I had to clean off. I had to clean it off, repaint it, and everything. So this was a task. Cleaned it off. Well, let me see. I got it on a Wednesday or Tuesday or Wednesday, and I started cleaning it that Friday. I'm cleaning the table, cleaned off the whole table, took a while, soap and water, took a second. I had one can of paint. Guys, just want you to know right now, I'm an idiot, okay? Just want to say this up front. I start spray painting the table. I get like one third of the table done by the time the spray paint is done. And I'm like, well, shit. I need more spray paint. So I go to Walmart and I get like two more things of spray paint. I'm like, obviously this is gonna take care of everything.
That sounds like bad math already.
So I get about, I think I get, no. Actually, it's worse, Scott. I'm very dumb. I got one more can of spray paint. And I got like two thirds of the table done. And then I had to get to a movie. What was I seeing that day? Was that Backrooms Day? I think that was Backrooms and Sheep Detective Day. So I go to the movies.
Perfect day for Backrooms when you're high on paint fumes.
So I go see the movies. I'm leaving the movies. And I'm like, I'm going to swing by Walmart on my way back. And this time I'm going to grab two cans of paint. So I swing by Walmart, get two cans of paint. I finish the table with four cans of spray paint. I'm like, great, awesome. So then six chairs. Got to clean them. Got to scrape them.
Got to hit them with the
mineral spirit. Painting these two. Got to hit them with.
You're doing fuzzy math. At this point, you could just bought a can and a sprayer at Home Depot.
Is that Kurt Herbstreit? The hell? That was so random. So I got to hit it with mineral spirit. Got to wash them. Got to spray paint them. But also have to sand them. I'm sanding them. So this is like cleaning them and everything is like a whole two-day process, basically. And wow, that was a terrible shot. So I still have like what, half a can of spray paint left. And then I think I buy two more cans of spray paint. So at this point I'm at a total of, I think six cans of spray paint total. I go through it. This is what happened actually. So I started Saturday. So I continued Saturday night. Sunday morning, Ariel came back home because she had did a staycation with her sisters and her stepmom. And then, so we're washing the what's the names, we're spray painting. So I run out of spray paint. No, I didn't run out of spray paint. That's a lie. I ran out of spray paint.
That's what happens when you have show notes.
I ran out of spray paint, so then we had to go to Home Depot to get two more cans of spray paint. So now we're up
different
to
cans.
Eight cans. I made sure it was nutmeg. It was from the same brand. The design on the thing was a little different, but
were you embarrassed to go back to Walmart because you thought the same guy was working in the paint department?
He's no, be like, because the last time I went to Walmart, I bought the last of their cans. So I was like, Home Depot obviously will have it. So go to Home Depot, get two more cans. Now we're up to eight cans. So
what's the brand?
Spray everything. It's a Rusto aluminum or whatever the
Rust-oleum?
Fuck it's called.
Rusto aluminum. I imagine Joe walking in there. I need the Rusto aluminum.
I didn't ask. I just went. I knew where to go. All right, I've been to Home Depot before. So hit all the chairs. Everything is good, right?
That's the only thing left with the Olympic ring logo on it, right?
The Olympic ring logo? I don't think so.
No,
I don't think it didn't have an Olympic ring logo on it. But we hit all the chairs. So there's two chairs: the chairs that sit at the head and the end. They have like circular bottoms, and you can swivel. So the only thing that I didn't do was that. I was like, I need to let everything else dry before I do that. I'll do that another day. So I think Wednesday. So that was Sunday. Wednesday, I finally went back to it because it was raining outside the next couple of days. I didn't want to because I was doing everything with the garage open and whatnot. So I went back Wednesday. It was going to be no rain that day. I have a can. I have like a third fill of a can left from the last two that I bought. So I'm like, this should be good. It's just a little circle ring part on two of these chairs. I should be good. I wasn't good. I got mostly everything done on the circles, but now I'm looking at all the chairs and I'm like, oh shit. They all need like a little bit of a second coat in certain areas to like really look done. So I go back to Home Depot to get one more can. Oh my God. I come back. I run out of that can. I'm like, damn it.
He learned nothing. He thought he could do this whole job with one can. Nothing. And he's like, I'll do it with two. Goes back. I'll do it with three. Go back.
So I go back to Home Depot. I think I got two cans for safety at that point.
Oh, of course you needed one.
I'm at a total of like 11 cans now.
You could have bought a bucket of paint and a sprayer, and it would have been easier and cheaper.
Yep.
I'm up to 11 cans. I get second coat on, go through everything. Everything looks good. I let it dry. Ariel comes home. We take everything out, put it on the deck. Everything looks fucking fantastic. I'll send you guys a picture of that day. I need to take a new picture because
I need a before and after.
I have before and afters. Don't you worry, buddy. But since then, we've now bought cushions for the chairs. So we have cushions
Jared
on.
Jared cushions.
And then we bought a second thing of turf to put on the deck because we already had like half of one that she had from her old apartment. But yeah, I'll send that after the show because my phone's doing the internet.
You got turf toe. I don't want to mess with that. Turf toe.
Air ball.
But yeah, that was a lot. A lot was happening that day. Scott, what have you been up to?
I think it's time for moving pictures.
No, well, we still got a couple. We got two questions, actually, because he sent one.
I can't go do my laundry. This is going on too long.
Well, do you have to drive down the street to do the laundry, or
no? I got people. It's a shared laundry room. I got laundry.
Well, let's get one out of the way right here. Let's go.
Go get the laundry.
Hey guys, it's Canute here, and I'm back with another question. On the weekend, Annabella and I went and saw the movie Backrooms. Anyway, because we've gone to movies a bit lately, I've been keep seeing the trailers for it, and it seemed interesting. So I went and saw it. So Annabella is now 12, although she thinks she's 25.
I was going to ask. I was like, wait, isn't his daughter like a child? So, okay.
He's 12. All right. So she got a bit scared, and the popcorn she had, she didn't really touch it. And she was on the edge of her seat most of the movie. I was sitting there wondering what's really going on. But anyway, this is Joe, sort of domain. He's the one who actually critiques movies. I'm just a putz. But my question to you guys is, what was your first theatrical horror movie? Or edge of the seat horror movie? I don't think I've ever really seen horror movies at the cinema. But I do recall in about 1984, yes, I was alive. I'm similar age to Greg. I think he's about 20 years old though. I did see Nightmare on Elm Street. And that messed me up for a couple of years. So, what was your first sort of horror movie, and how old were you, etc.? And did it mess up? Did you have nightmares? All right, the end. Bam.
Yeah. It's kind of two questions. Because he first asked first horror movie in theaters, then he just said first horror movie.
Well, for us, it was theaters, most likely, because we didn't have. I mean, home video came along when we were a little older, so. But I mean, I know my first one that I remember in the theater, and I probably saw.
Let's get Scott's, so that he can then go get his laundry.
Horror movie. I don't know. I've seen horror movies. We weren't very much horror movies.
We're going to a sleepover, and my buddy puts on like a horror movie or something.
No.
White people do that, right?
Well, you got to remember your first horror movie then.
My first horror movie?
You've seen one, haven't you?
Like yeah, you Texas Chainsaw it. Massacre back in the day, maybe?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, the first Blair Witch was like the first like teen like, oh my god. And also one of the first ones we stole off the internet.
Found footage.
Found it on the internet as well.
Hey, found my downloads folder.
Nice.
All right, Scott, go get your laundry. Greg, go to now movies you can show yours.
Went to see Children of the Corn, which is based on a Stephen King short story, I believe.
Oh, actually, that might be it.
This guy.
That's the one that has Sting in it, right? The wrestler?
Does it work?
I mean, not that Sting was not wrestling when I saw.
Now I gotta see.
It had what's her name from Terminator, the main woman from
Sarah Connor.
What's her real name? She was the female lead, and then this other guy that was people know, but it was creepy.
Were they children? I have to assume they were children.
They were the only two adults. They're not in children. They're the only two adults in it because the children are. They're driving through this corn on both sides of the road, and there's a like a boy in the middle of the road, and they hit him, and he just runs out of the corn, and they hit him, or that's what they think happened. But so they're going to town looking for somebody to tell, and then it's just there's no adults anywhere, and then there's children. Everywhere, and it's a weird religious satanic kind of thing going on. A demon kind of thing. But it was so scary. But it was one of my favorites. I watch it all the time. To this day, has creepy music, creepy looking actors playing the two main bad guys. But a fun movie. But at home, you know, I watched all the horror movies with home videos, you know, back in the day. All the Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street.
I'd say home, I know the first one for me was Nightmare on Elm Street. Yes, I had nightmares. I was like 6 or 7 years old. My brothers were watching it, and I was watching it, and like they were like, hey, you're watching this. Basically, this is what's on TV. We didn't have a lot of TVs at that point. We weren't in the era of multiple TVs in a house. I was terrified. And the worst part of Nightmare on Elm Street and having nightmares is that where he gets you. That's kind of Freddy's domain. So
yeah, the thing is, like terrifying. The slasher movies, like I consider Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th, like slasher movies, they were really scary. They're just more like jump, you know.
Again.
Gory.
But or 7 years old.
Evil ones like Children of the Corn had some evil stuff to it and creepy.
Child brain.
Oh, I know, for sure.
I was about to say, I literally vividly remember one of the nightmares because it's one of the funnier nightmares I've ever had, looking back on it retrospectively. I'm on, like, imagine, this tells you how young I was. Imagine you're looking at the side scroll of Mario Kart, right? Where it's like that 8-bit look, but there's a roller coaster and I'm on like the front cart and Freddy's like on the back cart and he's like jumping carts to get to me. But it's all in 8-bit animation. And then I woke up. It was terrifying.
Yeah.
But yeah. The one I saw in theaters, first one I saw in theaters, because from then I was just like, I don't watch scary movies. That's not my jam. I don't think it was until I was like maybe 15 or 16. My buddies got me to go to the theaters to watch this movie. Damn, how the hell do you kick that out of bounds, brother? They got me to go watch this movie called Quarantine. I'd have to look up. Was it a 2010 film? This is right after like the Paranormal Activity craze and stuff.
Right.
And it's all like in this green footage. It's kind of found footagey. These people go into a building. Something weird's happening in the building. The building's been quarantined off. And that was like,
I don't think I saw that one.
I just laughed to hide from the terror. And from then on, I was like, I think I can survive horror movies if I just like look for the ridiculousness in it. So yeah. Whoa! He went up and down weird. Greg, what's Knut's next question?
Let's see what we got here. We got question number 2.
Hey guys, it's Knut here, and I'm back with another question. On the weekend, I went to a frozen yogurt place with my daughter Annabella called Yochi in Sydney. It was very popular. Anyway, she goes, Dad, can we get a Yochi? I'm going, okay. Walked in there. First thing I noticed in the wall, $4.20 per 100 grams. I'm going, what's 100 grams of yogurt? You start trying to do the maths. You go, oh, I've got no idea. You know when you see around the store? Scales. Anyway, give you guys a lesson on metric. There is 100 grams is 1/10 of a kilogram. Because a kilogram, as the name suggests, kilo, 1,000 grams. And there's 2.2 pounds in a kilogram. Anyway, back to my story. So she's loading up her bowl, and the whole time I'm trying to do this like maths. If I was in a movie, all equations would be flying, you know, I'd be walking through equations. We got to pay for it. I'm sitting there. I can feel it. Money sweat. I think Joe and Scott get money sweat every time they think about, like, you know, Scott's got the recent money sweats from his Corolla, and Joe gets money sweats every time he leaves the house. Back to story. So it comes at $20. I go, that's okay. But what are your thoughts on paper, what you actually use? For things like, it's fair, it's like a trap. They could easily just have like a small, medium, and large cup and just sort of go for it. But they've got this system where they're preying on people who are dumb and get carried away. Because I'm standing there and people are walking past, I'm going, that's got to be at least $20. But maybe it wasn't. We had a fair bit in there. Anyway, have you guys, the end of my question.
Boom. He didn't have a question.
No, he doesn't get money sweats?
I don't know what the question is.
He doesn't worry about money. He can see in the future. He's magic.
I don't know.
What was the question?
I think.
Who knows?
It's something about, I don't know. I know you, some places, like yogurt places, you pay by the weight of the stuff, you know? But I haven't been to any of those places. I hadn't been to a yogurt shop in 100 years. It was big in the 80s.
A little Menchie's?
In the early 90s.
Yeah,
I haven't been in Menchie's. I've had been to a couple ice cream shops, but
since like I moved,
there's ones that do it by weight. And yeah, it's for suckers. Like, yeah. But
no, they all do it by weight.
Do they?
Yeah. Everyone I've been to.
Build your own yogurt ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I don't really know what the question was.
I don't think there was a question. But.
So. All right. Moving on. Pictures.
Nothing, Scott?
Oh, by the way, 2008.
Whoop. 2008.
Welcome to the movies.
Welcome to the movies.
Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration.
All right. I've seen a lot of movies since I talked to you all last. Log it into my letterbox to pull them all up. All right. Diarrhea. When was the last time we recorded? That's a great question.
2 weeks ago.
May. 2 weeks
ago. So I haven't talked to anything I've seen in June, basically?
Sure. Yes. Correct.
Okay, so I think the last thing I saw was Staying Alive.
Is the game over?
When I talked to you guys. No, fourth quarter is about to start. I saw Backrooms. Didn't like Backrooms that much. Not my jam, not that scary to me. The best parts of it to me was when it was in the found footage mode.
I haven't spoiler.
And then whenever it tried to like be a movie and tell a story, to me, it just kind of fell flat, and it didn't have its. It wasn't.
I haven't heard one person say how that they liked it.
So. Good, the movie is,
or that I've they liked it.
More
like
people
everybody's like, yeah, it's, or they don't
number
get it.
One
what is it? Why
box
it's
office
not good?
Blockbuster.
But I know Scott, Obsession or whatever.
The
Obsession
next week,
is.
The know. Second week, Scott, for Backrooms fell like 80%. Did not. Sustain in this not in the same way that Backrooms from week one to week two actually rose, and then in week three only dropped 6%. So that movie's actually sticking with audiences. And
Obsession,
are actually
you mean
not Backrooms?
Obsessed.
What
did
yeah.
I say?
You said Backrooms again.
But oh, I said Backrooms again. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, Obsession is like more people are continuing to go watch it, whereas Backrooms kind of fell off a cliff after its initial pop.
Word of mouth.
Bad
word of mouth. Sheep
went and saw The Sheep Detective. Sheep Detective was just a nice middle of the road movie. I heard a lot of people kind of espousing about how much they loved it and how it made them cry.
I think they surprised really, people were surprised that movie would.
That's what I said
hit
to
them
because I had talked to Rick and Kyle. I want to say when we were doing our most recent episode at that time, and they both said they really liked it and they cried or almost cried or whatever. So then now I'm like, I got those two.
Greg's
then
in
I
it,
had
right?
Mike and Jessica, and I was like, Jesus Christ. So then I went and saw it, and I was like, I feel like if you come into this with zero expectation whatsoever, it might get you. Now I have some expectation. It's like, it doesn't really work.
I saw the trailer for it. Cousin Greg, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did see the trailer for this when I saw my last movie. And it was one of those where like I was like, oh, I'd go see that, even though I'd never go see that. But yeah. When you watch the trailer, yeah. You were like,
right, I will watch it.
I unlock that. That looks good.
I'd go see it because yeah. Cousin Greg is it. Who's the
like,
lady
there's
lead
less,
woman?
And my review of it was I can watch a movie like this, one movie like this every couple of years. Like if they made this like a Knives Out situation where it's like we're just going to have Cousin Greg and these sheep solve mysteries in this town every 3 years. Like I'll go watch it. It's not a bad
movie. Speaking of Knives
it
Out.
It just wasn't as great as everybody made it seem.
What was the call? Wake Up Dead. What was the most recent one?
Wake Up Dead Man or something?
Something like that, like yeah. That. So we watched it. Kendra and I watched it, and it came up on something, and did we watch this? I think we might have started, and we didn't finish it. And then I started watching it and realized I had watched it, but I did not remember it at all. Like, I watched it like it was new, even though I know I'd seen it, because little parts of it were like, oh, yeah, this is going to happen here. It, like, did not stick with me or Kendra at all. So that was wild.
I've watched zero of the Knives Out, so I don't know. I watched La La Land with Ariel. Good movie. Like it more and more every time I watch it. Still have my issues with it, but I mean, undoubtedly a really good movie. And I think the thing that watching it now after doing Who Does a Podcast and seeing all the references it's making to old cinema and classic Hollywood, having all that kind of downloaded in my head, like the references to like Singing in the Rain and all these things, it's like, oh, I kind of more so get what Chazelle was aiming for when he made that movie. Watch the new Paul Rudd movie with Nick Jonas, Power Ballad, directed by John Carney, who's directed a bunch of movies that we've covered on Who Does a Podcast. He does a lot of musical movie podcast, musical movies. He did Sing Street. He did Once. He did Begin Again. So watch that. Can't really talk about it. It's going to be reviewed on Who Does a Podcast later in the year. Then I watched Scary Movie.
Classic. What are they on now?
Not Scary Movie 6. It's 6, but they just titled it Scary Movie. Very annoying and confusing to discuss.
I get it because
it's a reset type of thing. I understand, but I also it's confusing.
You don't want to go to the movie and say I'm going to go see Scary Movie 6. So if you say I'm going to go see a scary movie, it lands a little easier than I'm going to go see the sixth version of this.
That's been a long time, right?
Dumb between premise.
5 and 6.
It's been about like 10 to 12 years, I want to say, since the last one. And now the Waynes have taken. They rights have been reverted back to them, so they haven't been in one since the second one.
Yeah.
It was a bad movie. I mean, I don't know. Your mileage is going to vary.
How do you judge it?
Jokes,
you
know, maybe. That's what I'm saying.
Was like, your girl in it?
Who's my girl? Got a lot of girls.
Jen Ortega. Girl
that's been in every scary movie since it started.
Jen Ortega.
Oh, Anna Faris is in it. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Is she like the old lady now?
They bring back. Have you not seen a commercial for this guy?
No, I haven't.
No, there's a lot of times where she walks into a building.
They parody a bunch of different movies. So if like if you haven't seen those movies, they're parodying. It's like it doesn't hit as hard, and people don't see as many movies now. So they might reference some stuff that you don't even get.
Well, that's not even the issue. The issue is parodying something for the sake of parody. Isn't that like if the joke isn't funny, the joke just isn't funny. Like you could parody something until you're blue in the face, but like if it doesn't work, it just doesn't work. Like, but yeah, no, Scott, there's a moment in the trailer, so this is not giving anything away, where Anna Faris walks into a room and Regina Hall walks into the room and Regina Hall is like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you in forever. And she's like, give me a hug, girl. And then Anna Faris is like, oh, I can't give you a hug. I'm Republican now. I'm not supposed to like black people. And Regina Hall is like, I think all white people are racist. Come here. So
I think I have seen
that. I was like, how could you not see
it? Right after
this
Sheep Detective trailer.
But yeah, no, Anna Faris, Regina Hall come back, and then Marlon and Sean come back as well. There were two moments in this movie that I found very, very funny. And that was about it. Like, couple snickers throughout, but one of the scenes is at the end, Scott, funny enough. A lot of snickers, but just...
No Milky Ways.
Product placement?
Not great. There was a product placement, Scott, and that is in one of the scenes that I think is the funniest scenes. There is a product placement. So, yeah.
Let me guess. But Kalshi, bet on what's happening in this scene.
No, that, Scott, would have been... fun and inventive, but they did not do anything like that. That would have been hilarious, actually, and taking the piss out of pop culture now. But the Take other the movie I went and saw was Masters of the Universe, the new He-Man movie.
Ooh.
Directed by Travis Knight. Do you guys know anything about Travis Knight?
Name sounds familiar.
Director of Masters of the Universe?
Sounds Travis familiar. Knight.
He worked on Coraline. He also worked on, what was the other movie? He's done a couple of like stop motion animation flicks. Kubo, the Two Strings, he's worked on that. Bumblebee, he did that. That was his first live action film. Travis Knight.
Bumblebee.
Is the son of Phil Knight.
Oh.
Crazy. Didn't know that until after I watched the movie. But guys, if you don't listen to me at all, you guys, this is of your time. This movie is good. This is worth a watch.
He-Man,
oh, yeah. Master of the Universe.
I'll see it. I like the
is
one
worth a watch.
The one with Dolph Lundgren.
You like the Dolph Lundgren one?
Yeah. Because I used to watch He-Man. Like I'd come home and watch the cartoon. Like every day.
I think you will enjoy this. I have very, limited He-Man knowledge. I didn't watch it a ton. Obviously, I would have been watching like reruns by the time I got around to it. But I had very little knowledge, some understanding. I know Skeletor more than anything. I know how he's supposed to be this cheesy but sinister but goofy villain. Guys, they nailed Skeletor. The one thing I was concerned about, I was like, how are they going to actually get this right? Well, the CGI, Jared Leto and everything. All the CG in this movie looked good.
Oh, and it Jared makes Leto's sense in it?
Because
out.
Travis Knight has done all these animated things before in the Bumblebee movie. So, and I heard him talking before the movie came out about like how you have to give the CG people time and make sure and care for them and da 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 da. The movie looks better than I would have ever imagined. And then Jared Leto plays Skeletor better than I could have ever imagined. And I think it definitely helps that his voice is modulated and his face, his body isn't there. He's fucking amazing at this.
Is it really him?
Like, it's him. It's his voice acting. But it captures everything you want Skeletor to be. Like, you want him to be very sinister. Like, there's a line in the movie, and I think this is very smart of the movie. The movie is also taking the piss out of, you know, the whole concept of He-Man. There's a line in the movie where it's like, how do we know he's evil? They're like, he has a skeleton for a face. He's evil. Like, you don't really need to think more than that.
But so it starts with reality, bad. Right? It starts with just a normal guy.
No, doesn't start with a normal guy.
Spoilers, no spoiling.
I don't want to tell you what they did, but what they did to orient everything is really good. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was well done how they enter you into the world, they take you out of the world, and then you reemerge into the
world.
It's
a kid playing with a toy, and then he's like, I wish I could be
not a kid playing with a toy.
And then he goes,
by the power of Grayskull.
What was I going to say? Oh, he's sinister and evil, but he's also freaking hilarious. Gets so many good laughs out of me. And there's one moment at the end where it just starts cooking, and I'm like, this is how you nail your third act. Like, you're really humming here. But no, I thought it was really good. Idris Elba was really good. The lead kid, Nicholas Galanzi or something like that. He was also, funny enough, in Sheep Detective. He was really good. The girl Camila Mendez was really good. Alison Brie is good in it. Just a movie that was better than it needed to be. It's doing nothing at the box office compared to its budget, which sucks. But movie was way better than I anticipated or
expected. But it's good. I mean, reviews have been good, or at least
it's gotten good
word
reviews,
of mouth
yeah.
is good. So I think it might
pick
up steam.
I think the problem more so is this is a property
of a bygone
era.
Older generation.
So it's like, yeah, so it's like
kids don't care.
Not many kids are going. Yeah, like the kids don't have an enthusiasm for it. Like, I barely have a recollection of He-Man, so I decided to go see it. And like, it's gonna be people like Scott, Greg, Kyle, like,
hey guy, whoa, hey, Rick. Yo,
I'm saying people of my age and slightly older, like, are the people who have a foundation with He-Man. Like,
that is true.
Children.
I was like, this is going to be one of those good nostalgic throwbacks, and they realized, oh, maybe the target audience isn't big enough to understand the He-Man lore.
And to that point, like, there's so many adult humor jokes in this movie. Like, one of the people, I mean, this is all I'll say, one of the people of He-Man's, like, group is called Fisto. Yeah. They make a couple of those jokes.
I'm in.
So it's like, it's also not really playing to kids, but it's kind of like going over kids' head in a little bit. So it's really towing the line of like, we're making this for adults, but like, kids can be there. So yeah, good movie.
That's the problem with this throwback is there haven't been any other remakes or references to it for the younger generation.
Exactly.
Like,
I think
Spider-Man or Superman, you know, they've made them for the last 40 years.
Yeah,
and I feel like the cartoon, the The action figures came first, right?
Yes, the action figures came before the TV show, actually.
So,
but yeah. I think I've heard like they've put out new versions of it, but with the way the media economy is splintered, like who knows if kids are even seeing that or whatnot. So, but yeah, that's it. That's all I got. About what, right six on. Movies. Right on, six right movies on. Since I saw you last. That also sucks. Watched High School Musical, but we're recording that tomorrow with Jeremy Taché for Who Does the Podcast.
What? Nice. The Jeremy Taché from Levitard Show?
Yes. Four-time guest now. Yeah, four times. This will be his
fourth. He still comes back. That's still crazy. Comes back.
It shocks me, too.
That is
every
crazy.
Once in a while, I'll give him an earful. Like, funny enough, I think it was Monday, I gave him an earful because Zaz said the dumbest thing on the show. Greg, were you back in time for the yes. Monday show? So which, Zaz, which you heard to? Zaz then say...
Because where Greg was, they don't have internet.
He didn't think the Odyssey was going to make money. And I was like, what is he talking... I was like, Christopher Nolan made almost $1 billion off a movie. Off
well,
a,
I think he was basing physicist. It on like these days and about as much money as they spent that they wouldn't make it back. But it will.
But my thing is... But my thing is, he's wrong because yeah. actually, every year since 2020, the film industry has been making more and more at the theaters. And already this year, they're at way above where they projected and way above where they were just 1 year ago. So you had hits like Project Hail Mary, Michael, Obsession, Backrooms, Devil Wears Prada 2. Devil Wears Prada 2 has made like $650 million. No one expected that.
And no one's seen like, it, which is the weird part.
I saw it. But so my thing is like, you think a Christopher Nolan joint, like Christopher Nolan just makes money because he puts his name on it. People have been waiting for these tickets. There's pre-sales a year out. Like, you're just wrong.
People forget Christopher Nolan made Barbie.
Scott. I would say this movie, at the minimum, is going to make $500 million by the end of its run. At the minimum.
All right, well, that might be disappointing to some, but what about others? What the hell?
Nobody got nothing else to say? You guys don't want to give me like a breather here?
I got an encouragement. I want to jump to that.
Damn. I feel like I've been going for a while here. I'll make it kind of quick. My disappointment is FIFA. FIFA. Y'all some, I'm going to say it, some bitch-ass motherfuckers. So
they seem like a stand-up FIFA, organization.
FIFA has determined that this is too much of a political image.
How'd you get one?
The Haiti jersey. Because it was on sale. This is Haiti's kit for the World Cup, and on the bottom, what is it, the bottom right? No, the bottom left side. It's on my right. So my right, your left.
There's on a, let me describe it for the viewer listeners.
There's
a picture of 9/11. They're raising the flag.
Scott! There's a picture of some figures, human figures, holding up a flag. And it's supposed to represent Haiti gaining its independence and everything. And one day before the World Cup starts, 3 days before Haiti's first game, the manufacturer and the federation have to change the jersey because FIFA has deemed it too political. We are 3 days out from the World Cup. They've already sold many jerseys. So I just find that insane. How is this political? In what sense of the word? What shape or form is just people holding up, raising a flag? That's
Joe,
we
don't
political?
Bring politics in the sport. Just kick the ball. You know, just kick the ball.
Like, insane. So, I just a corrupt federation and just cowardice, and just ridiculous to do this again. Haiti plays their first game against Scotland on Saturday. It is Wednesday. They had this approved. They had to, this, all the kits by every team have to go through an approval process, and it was already approved. So it's just insane.
Did you get a discount on it, or did you pay full price?
I paid full price for this. So,
it is a crazy, crazy story.
So, yeah. Very ridiculous.
So ridiculous. All right. Well, how about our listeners?
Low lives, low lives.
I got something to say!
At the Jen Carey, Florida.
DTR in the Discord, disappointment of the week, bad people.
Aubrey Canoe in the Discord, disappointment. Have been listening to ABBA, not feeling it. He's just discovered ABBA.
Seems to
this
be.
This just it just got over there. I heard you guys talking about this popular group there, ABBA. Popular in the States.
It should be perfect for him, right? Because he's like of Swedish descent, right?
That's
aren't
true.
They Swedish? Interesting, interesting. So,
right? The sweetest of the bands.
He did it's, not get fouled on that, but okay.
Hey.
All Josh. Right, well, how about some highlights?
Because I got high, because I got high.
Stories that make us feel happy.
I got an encouragement. I got to see my first baseball game, maybe, probably, at Dodger Stadium. Dodgers wow. versus Angels. Pride night. Who I got a Dodgers... For? Dodgers
that's
Pride jersey. I was wearing my Dodgers Pride jersey and also rooting for my.
Obviously, happened in California. They're stealing elections.
rooting for my local Angels. It was cool because during the game they passed out three ballots to everybody in the audience, so we could vote for not Spencer Pratt. But it was cool. I might have been to Dodger Stadium when I was a kid, but not any
oh, wow.
memory
your
of
first
it.
First time since then.
So it could be my first time, but it might be my first time. It was my first time at Dodger Stadium. It was pretty
first
nice.
First cognizant time, at the very least.
Took the train like a natural LA-ian. I took the train all the way there. Took the train to Grand Central Station, then took the Dodgers Express bus.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Look
pretty
at
good.
You, public transit now, huh?
My only disappointment? Nothing happened for 9.999 innings.
Wow.
It was like two hits for each team going into the ninth.
So you saw a pitching gem. So and it was probably moving fast at the very least.
And I kept like recording pitches like Ohtani's coming up. Let me record this. They're going to hit a home run. It'll be great for the Instagram. Nothing happened. I have so many clips on my phone, me recording, nothing happening. And
so
finally,
what ended up happening, though?
And finally, okay. like in the seventh, eighth inning, I was like, I told Misty, I was like, I'm going to go get some ice cream. You want some ice cream? Let's get some ice cream.
Oh, jeez.
And she's like, sure, let's go get some ice cream. I'm like, wait, let's wait. Because I know as soon as we get up to get ice cream, we'll be in line.
Exactly.
Someone's going to hit a home run and the game's going to be over. So we kept waiting. And I was like, this is going, we're going in extra innings. Let's just go get our ice cream. So we go get our ice cream. Luckily, there's no line with the ice cream. We get it pretty quick. We sit down with our ice cream. Bottom of the ninth.
Three-run homer.
I just start eating my ice cream. I'm like, this is it. We're going to be here for like three more innings. I can enjoy this. It's going to be fun going into. As soon as I sit down, like first pitch. Dinked. Way back, everyone starts jumping up. I'm like, I'm not jumping up. I got ice cream in my hand. I've been here for 9.5 innings. I'm enjoying my ice cream. Sure enough, walk off home run. I think it was Freddie. Was it Freddie Freeman who hit it? Might have been Freeman who hit it.
Was it Freddie? That's crazy.
So yeah, that's walk crazy. Off. I really didn't enjoy it because I just finally was. I was getting. I just sat down with my ice cream. I had my helmet full of ice cream with churro. The two things of nice. Churro in it. I was hunkering down for the extra innings. And then as soon as I sat down, he hits the home run. People are cheering. And me and Misty are just sitting there eating our ice cream.
Fucking like, eating this ice cream.
It's like, I guess we're going to eat it on the way out, I guess.
No. I'm sitting there and I'm eating.
That's what we did. We sat there as everyone
yeah,
left.
I'm sitting there and I'm eating.
It's like, we're sitting in traffic anyway. We're just sit, as the stadium cleared out, we're just eating our ice cream. It was good. But we did see the home run, luckily, right when we sat down.
That's good. I don't know what I'm saying. I would have been so pissed if you missed it. That would have sucked.
I called it too. I was like, as soon as we get up, someone's going to home run, game's going to be over. Luckily, we got the ice cream and sat down, and it happened.
The game is now a 4-point game after OG and it'll be 3-point.
When did the Spurs turn into the Celtics? Like, just three after three after three. I'm like, give it to the Wimby.
Give it to the big guy and go inside. Yeah, I've been asking for that all series long.
Yes, we already just remember we recorded the intro after the end of the show. They tied it up.
De'Aaron Fox gets it,
and then won it in OT.
So my encouragement, I have encouragement. Technically, it's still tied to the World Cup. So I have my tickets. I've secured my tickets to watch Haiti face off against Morocco here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Which dome? June
24th. Georgia Dome. All branding can't be referred to. So when you watch the World Cup, it'll be.
Did he just say like three?
Boston Stadium.
It's a two.
Yeah, a very long two. Not even that long. It's going to be Boston Stadium. It'll be Kansas City Stadium. It'll be the city and stadium because they have their own sponsorships. And most stadiums got to take down their sponsorship. Atlanta is one of the places that don't because of where the
it's on top.
I would say it's on top one, like, and where the Mercedes Benz is situated. Is Josh Hart about to hit this?
Do they have to pay those stadium sponsors more money to like pull their name
take
off?
Take it off? I don't because
don't they pay to have their name on there? And all of a sudden they're like, also during the World Cup we're taking it off.
Yeah, I mean, I think because the World Cup, it's a whole different thing. But yeah, very interesting. But yeah, no, two of my brothers are coming. Oh, he almost hit that. Oh, did he save that? Did he get pushed out? They say he didn't save it. Two of my brothers are coming for the game, so that'll be fun to go check that out. Representing Haiti. So yeah, should be a good time.
That'll be fun.
Which brothers?
Ricardo and Chris. Rick is not coming.
The twins.
One of the twins and one of my other brothers.
We looked at Nick.
Greg, did you get tickets? They're
like, no, because I mean,
on vacation every other day.
That's true, and it's just surprise. God,
this guy is so in the tank for the Knicks now.
Do you know, as a New York native, after the last trip, it's I have a team to root for. If we didn't go to New York, I would have no interest in this. I would have no interest.
Scott obviously put money down on the Knicks just because he went to New York.
How do you blow that?
Oh, my gosh.
How?
Oh, he blew the layup. All right. Great job.
What did we learn this week?
So much.
Oh, we got one low life highlight.
No, we got a highlight. Can I get high?
Can every I get high? Aubrey Canute on the Discord. Encouragement. Annabella. Found my ready creamy pot. Added some Oreos. And had a couple of spoonfuls. I actually found it hidden in the other freezer and hoovered it up. What?
Why didn't he dunk it? This is crazy.
Don't know. That was silly.
Because he went
high. Found out he could put mix-ins in his Ninja Creamy. Good job.
Annabella found my ready-to-eat creamy pot, added some Oreos, and had a couple of spoonfuls. I accidentally found it hidden in the other freezer and hoovered it up. Does that mean he creamied it up?
No, I assume that means he like ate it all up. Consumed it.
Vacuumed it up with his mouth.
Did he just miss a free throw?
I don't know. They're clapping heavily in New York. He must have.
He missed a free throw.
I hate this.
He missed the first free throw. Scott, I need Scott to settle the fuck down. He is 10 minutes ahead somehow.
Hate this. All right. Well, thank you very much for what did we learn?
We gotta wait for them to tie it up and win an OT. What did we learn? We learned the Knicks are gonna tie it up and win an OT. I mentioned at the beginning of the show.
No, it's not even going overtime. They're just gonna win outright.
Hassan is gonna be unbelievably annoying. I learned Greg doesn't know what he'll do if he had 60 minutes to spend on $2 million, even though he thought of the question.
I didn't think of it. Found it.
I learned Greg is a millionaire now because he hit his biggest jackpot. Now he's gonna chase it and
down
I know. Got to chase it. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of A New Low. It's definitely our worst episode yet. Because we're all watching
something. It was
something
the best episode.
And then
don't post this tonight so we can watch along with the replay.
New Low Pod on all social media.
Shop.newlow.co. They're going to ask for it to be reviewed, though.
If I left anything out, you can find everything you need to know at newlow.co. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. And remember, it's a rad, rad world.
This is the time to say goodbye to all our low-life friends. We tricked you into listening, but now it has to end. See ya!